Continues the Gemara, Daf Tzadi Omid Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Itmar, Sfina, if you have a boat, so Rav Omar Mutal Taltal Bekuloi. Rav says, even if it's Yosef Mebeis Asayim, it'll have been Taltal in the whole Sfina, because since it's Hukaf Ladira, we look at the walls of the boat as it's Hukaf Ladira for inside the boat. So Karf of Yosef Mebeis Asayim, Shukaf Ladira, it'll have been Taltal Bekuloi. Ushmuel Omar, you can only carry Dalet Amos in this boat. You don't look at the walls that it's Hukaf Ladira. The purpose of the walls is only to protect you from the water entering. So mainly we don't look at it as a Kafir Yosef B'Saim Shukaf Ladira. So it's like a Carmelis, and you're only allowed to carry Dalet Amos. And the Gemara explains, Rav Omar Mutal L'Taltal B'Kulo, why allowed to carry the whole boat? Zog the Mo'od Afsari Omid Beis, Do Ika Mechitza also. After all, you have the Mechitzas. The mechitzas that you have around the boat, the hecker for the mechitzas, that makes it that it's Hukaf Ladira. The reason why you only carry ba'arba, only dalet amos, mechitzas lavriach mayim asuyos. The purpose of the mechitzas is only to protect you from the water, that the water shouldn't enter. But it's not Hukaf Ladira. So it blives the yoyos and beis asayim, shlukaf Ladira. So it's like a karmelis, and emet taltal ela ba'dalet amos. Now, Tosfos over here in Omer Aleph, Tosfos says, in Dibra Maschil Itma Svina, that if it's poches mi beis asayim, if the Svina is less than beis asayim, then according to everyone it's a mechitza. And you're allowed to be metalto bekulo. When does Shmuel say that it's lavriach mayim asu, it's not asu in ledira? That's only when it's yoysim beis asayim, so then the walls have to be hukaf ledira. But if it's not yoysim beis asayim, then the area you're in, you're muka mechitzas. If you're muka mechitzas, you're allowed to carry. Because we paskin that Svina be'etzim you're allowed to carry. Only when it's yoysim beis asayim, then you need the walls to be hukaf ledira, and it's not just lavriach mayim. But if it's poches mi beis asayim, so then it doesn't have, then it's a regular din that you muka mechitzas. And muka mechitzas is irrelevant why the mechitzas are there. The mechitzas can be there lavriach mayim, or the mechitzas can be ledira. It's irrelevant. You don't need hukaf ledira if it's pachas mebeis asayim. Then you muka mechitzas, you're allowed to carry bekula. When does it kick in the whole din that it has to be hukaf ledira? That's only if it's yoysim mebeis asayim. So then, if it's yoysim mebeis asayim, if it's hukaf ledira, you're allowed to carry bekula. If it's not, it blibes like a din karmelis, and a karmelis is only muta bedalet amos.
Zog the Gemara continues. Daf Tzadi Omid Beis, three lines from the top. Omele Rav Chia by Yosef Leshmuel. Hilchus Kavosech is the halacha like you by Sfina that a metaltner by Elo Bedalat Amis when it's Yosef Beis Asayim because it's not Hukav Ledira but rather the walls are only Lavriach Mayim. Or Hilchus Kavosech, or is the halacha like Rav that says that it's considered a regular case of Yosef Beis Asayim Shukav Ledira and a lot of Karibikula. Omale Hilchus Ekarav. So Shmuel himself said that Aloch is like Rav ain't allowed to be metalta bekuloi. Zok the Gemara Omrav Gil Omrav Chia by Yosef Umoide Rav Shim Kofal Pio. If you take this boat and you flip it over, your Kofal Pio, the floor of the boat becomes not a roof. She ain't metalta bo Elo ba Alba Amois. Here you can only carry bedalat amos. When Kolzman it's a regular boat and you're inside the boat, so then it's Kaf of Yosef B'Saim Shukav Ladira, a lot of metal to be kula. But once you flip it over, so then it loses that status, and then Rav agrees, a metal to boy, elo bedalat amos. And the Gemara discusses, what are we talking about? What were you koifa? Zokim elamai, ilem el lodu tachteo, if you flipped over the boat in order to live under it, so you're living below, under the roof, that means what became the floor, what was originally the floor becomes not a roof, and you're living under that boat. So why should you not be able to carry even on top of it kulo? We know that a gag yichidi, we say good asik mechitzasa, and Rav Shita is they allow to carry on the roof because just like it's the walls are meant ladira below for the home, so good asik extends the wall that it's hukav ladira even on the top. Shmuel says you don't say that, but Rav holds that you say that it's hukaf ledira, just like it's hukaf ledira on the bottom, so too gag yechidi is considered on the gag hukaf ledira because of the din gudasik. So why, when you flip over the boat, would you not be able to carry on the gag in Gansen? It should be a din of good asik that it's hukaf ledira even on the good asik part.
Zog Rashi Dibba Maschel Maishnami gag yechidi. The Omer Rav Afila Rabbanu Mutal Tata Bekuloi, even according to Rabbanu, you can carry in the whole gag. Why? Vafilu Yosef Beis Asayim. Why? The Chayvin the Mechitz Ladira Nasu, since the Mechitz were made Ladira, Afa Bishalot Ladira's Maila, even though the Dira is not above, but only below, even though Shalot Ladira's Maila Asuam, Kiam Ginam Begud Asik, but once you say the Din of Gud Asik, have a Kehek of Ladira, even for the top. Hochanami came in the cup for a lot of, even though you flipped it over, but Fioso zui asias mechitzaso ledigas maton ki amet begud asik av a heck of ledigah even on the top. So why by kof al pia would Rav agree that's only mutar b'dalat amos? It should remain huk of ledigah because of the din of good asik. So again, zok the gemara om rav gil omer rav chia by Yosef umoy de rav shim kof al pia she metaltnem be'ela ba'aba amos zok ma kof alamai ilam elod de tachteo. So ma'ish namigag yichidi. Why should the din of good asik not remain that it's hukav ladira even for the roof? So if you flipped over the ship, it should remain even on the top, on the roof part, it should remain hukav ladira. Elo zogdamo shekofa lezoifso. You flipped it over in order to tar it. So zogd Rashi, shebitel mechitzoiseo mitoras dira. Now you mevatel din mechitzos mitoras dira. The ain on oimnes calls man kviyose lo lediras malam lo lediras maton. Rashi is saying, once you flip it over in order to tar it, so it loses the status of ledira, not lemalo and not lemata either. Zog Rashi, v'have a ko'omud ba'almo. V'chi amud b'gud asik, even if you're going to say good asik, have a heck of yoisimi be'sosayim shloi hukaf ledira v'kamalasi. It remains a kamalas. So Rashi is clearly saying that you mevatel the shame teres the urine, and it won't even work for lemato, if it's kofa lezavso, if you flipped it over in order to tar it. That means that ain metalten ela bedalal ames, it blabs like yosin beis asayim, and it's osa lamalo and lamata. So the machlokes is showing him over here. Rashi taka says lamalo lamata, it's osa. Other rishonim seem to argue on this. The beis yosef in shin samach beis and medayik from the rosh that it's mevatel the shame dira lamalo, but avada lamato, it's never botel the shame dira. The shame dira, the ikateris dira remains lamato. So when we say we're kofel azavso, so now it's not, you're not going to have, because of good asik, you're not going to have the din of hukav ladira, that's the gabi lamalo. But lamato, the ikka shame the urine remain, and lamato you would be able to carry bikula. But Akobotim Rashi clearly says not like that. Rashi says, and the Rashi says not like that, botel mechitzeseh miteres dira, and it's not a diras maton, and not a diras malon, zog Rashi. Loy ledigas malon, loy ledigas maton. So this we Rav is moida. Rav is moida that when you kofel a zafso, so then it doesn't have a shame dira and memela diras malon diras maton. That's a chiddush in Rashi and memela it's only mutar b'dal al ames. It remains shloi hukaf ledira yosim beisosayim. Zok the gemara weiter. Rav Ashi masti lo asfino. Rav Ashi learned this shakla v'taya. When they asked Shmuel, Hilsa Kavose, Rav Ashi was Masilo Asfina on this Machlokes in Sfina. If it's Mutter Bekula, if it's only Bidal Alamis, that was asked to Shmuel. And he said, that looks like Rav. But Rav Acha Beidrova, Masilo Achsadro. He said it's going on Achsadro, on this podium that doesn't have walls, that only has a roof. And that is a Machlokes, an Umachlokes Rav and Shmuel. And on that, Shmuel said, that looks like Rav. What's his Machlokes by Achsadro? Zogmo, the Itmar, Achsadro, if you have this Achsadro, this is a podium with a roof that doesn't have walls. Bebika, it's located in the bika, meaning it's porous to the kamelis, which is a bika, a kamelis. From all four sides, it's exposed. It doesn't have walls, so it's exposed to a kamelis. So Rav Omar Muta Latalta Bekula. Rav says a lot of mitkaltel in this whole achsadra. Why? Because you say pitikra yod besoisim. Even though it doesn't have walls, but it has a kura, it has a crossbeam on the top. And that's the roof. And you say, even though it's only a tefach, you say pitikiyot v'soysim. Ushmul omar ein metaltnim bo elo ba'arba. You can only carry dalal ames over here. You don't say pitikiyot v'soysim. The Gemara explains. Rava mutal talta bekula amgina pitikiyot v'soysim. Ushmul omar ein metaltnim bo elo ba'arba. Lo amgina pitikiyot v'soysim. And Rashi says that when does Shmuel say you don't say pitikah v'yoyd v'soysim? That's only because it doesn't have one mechitza. If it would have one mechitza, then it would agree to the din of pitikah v'yoyd v'soysim. And that's why it's meduktik, it's davka achsadra b'biko. A biko which is exposed from all four sides. And it's not like a achsadra next to a home. Next to a home, at least one wall is a real wall. If you have one wall, that's a real wall next to the home. So then you would say pitikah v'yoyd v'soysim on the other ones. But being that you don't have any walls, it's b'biko, So over here, Shmuel says you don't say pitik yod v'soysim. Says Rashi, v'hadi noket bikam shum de be'iris tamach sadroi smuchs le'akev ba'is achotze. V'ikam mechitza achas v'shtayim. U'moide Shmuel hosom, de metaltlin karamin l'kamon. Later on, the Gemara in Sadi Dalet says that if you have one wall, then Shmuel would agree to the dinner pitikah. But if you don't have any walls, then you don't say pitikah yod v'soysim. Rav says even bebikah, even if there's not, no walls, and it's totally exposed to a common from all four sides, you still say pitikah yod v'soysim. So the machlokes on Rav and Shmuel is achsada bebikah, and on that Shmuel said, hilchasa kavosi de Rav, that you say pitikah yod v'soysim. Zok de gemara vayte v'rav alibi de remeyer. Litaltel migag lechotze. We had a machlekes in the Gemara Daf Tzadi Omed Aleph. Gagin ashovin l'rameyu. When you have gagin that are shovin that don't go up 10, or gagin chidi according to the Rabbonon. Rav holds muta litaltel bekuloi. Rav says you're allowed to carry in the whole roof because you say good asik on the mechitza nikoris. Ushmul omar eim etaltel by ele bedalad. The reason you can only carry dalad is because it's Yosef Beis Asayim, Lahukav Ladira. The roof is not Hukav Ladira, according to Shmuel. According to Rav, it's considered Hukav Ladira. Why? Because since the bottom is Lidiurin, so it helps with the top also. And here it's a Chitz Nikoros, so you say good Asik. Avada Rav argued on Shmuel by Mechitz any Koros. By any Koros, Shmuel says you say good Asik, and Rav says you don't. But by Mechitz Nikoros, when it's a Gagi Chidi, so according to Rav, you say good asik, and it helps that it's mukav ladira. But according to Shmuel, yosim beis sayim, it's not called hukav ladira, and you don't say it on the top, you're allowed to carry more than dalad amos. So zok de gemara, v'rav alibi de rameyer, Rav, according to him, that you're allowed to carry bikula, meaning that you're allowed to carry by rameyer if the gagas are equal and don't go up or down. So even if it's yosim beis sayim, it's mutav because it blibes hukav ladira. The good asik of the diur and lamata makes it hukav ladira lamalo. So frag the gemara litaltel migag lechotzer. The gemara is later going to say that Rameyah holds that migag lechotzer is also. Rameyah says from migag legag is muta, but gag lechotzer is also. Why should it be also migag lechotzer if lemaisa? If at the end of the day it's considered that it's hukav ladira, so why shouldn't it be also from migag lechotzer? And that the Gemara Gufa says, "Gzeirim shum tov yitzchak ba'avdimi." We had a Gemara in the Beit Test. The Gemara Gufa said that Rameyah holds it's also to go gavoya asora because of a gzeirim shum tel b'shus rabim. So gag lechotzer goes into the gzeirah of tel b'shus rabim. Gag and chotzer are 10 removed from one from another, assuming this one is higher and one is lower. So just like it's also to go higher and lower between the gagas or gag lechotzer because of a gzeirah of tel b'shus rabim, you'll hang up your jacket on a tail in Rishus Rabim, which ends up being Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. So because of that Gzeira, we said you can never go ups and downs, Migag Lagag or Migag Lechotze. Zog de Gomorel, Ushmuel Alibi de Rabbonon. Shmuel, that holds according to the Rabbonon, you're not allowed to carry even in a regular gag, if it's Yosin Beis Asayim, because even if you say Pitik Yod, even if you say good Asik Mechitzosa, but it's not Hook of Ladira. You don't say that it's Hook of Ladira on the top. So Frek de Gomorel, so it blibes like a Karfif. So nitalta migag lekarfif. If the gag itself blibes like a karfif yosim beis asayim, so then you should be able to carry in two amas in one gag to a two amas in a karfif because both of them have a din of karfif yosim beis asayim. It's the same type of rishus, so you should be able to carry dalal amas. But why is the dalal amas only on this in this one area? You can go two in the gag and two in the karfif. And we know later on the Gemara says you can't go migag lekarfif. Why not? You should be able to carry migag lekarfif. Both of them are considered lemaisa, that it's considered a din of a karfif. The gag is a din of a karfif because yosim beis sayim shluk of ladira. And the karfif has that same din, so you should be able to carry two amas in the karfif and two amas in the gag. Zog di Gemara, Omar Rav Abba Ula, gzera shem yifoch es hagag. If let's say the gag becomes diminished in size, if it's diminished in size, it's not anymore yosim beis sayim shluk of ladira. If it becomes smaller in size, so then the gag becomes a rishus hayochid. Now you can't go from a Yishus Yochet to a Karfif, that's going from a Yishus Yochet to a Karmelis. So mainly you're not allowed to go from a Gag to a Karfif. Gzeira that the Gag might turn into a Yishus Yochet if it gets diminished. If that's the case, if you choose for it, then it gets diminished. So mi Karfif le Karfif nami le Yitaltel. So it should be also even from one Karfif to another Karfif. Beis Amas Bezeh or Beis Amas Bezeh. Why? Even Betech Dalan Amas. Why should we also? Dilma Mifchas v'asa l'tlutule. If let's say the kafir becomes less than the shear of Yosef Beis Asayim, so then it becomes a Rishus Yochid, then you can from a Rishus Yochid to a kafir. It should be also. If you choshed that, it becomes diminished. So the Gemara is a fundamental difference. Hosom im mifches min kol milsa. When you are in an area that's enclosed with walls, so then if it becomes mifches, it's min kol milsa. It's very clearly, you'll see very clearly became smaller. Because after all, it's mukam mechitzes. So a place that's mukam mechitzes, it's nicker when it's nifchas. Mash enkein, when you're going on a roof, that's meaning when you're in a karfif, le karfif, if it gets diminished, you'll realize very quickly that the karfif became less. And you're not going to go from a karfif which became less, which is shusi yochet, to another karfif. Mash enkein, from a gag to a karfif, since a gag is not minkra milsa, because it's, we're not talking about that, it's roof be'etzim, it's only a good asik, then, and a good asik is not going to make it hook of a dira, but it's not be'etzim surrounded by walls. So over here, hocha, by a gag to a karfif, Mifches lo minkel milsa. Since it's not a real wall, it's only an imaginary wall of good asik, so it's not minkel milsa if the gag becomes diminished. So you'll think that it remains a din karfif and really it turns into shusay yochid. So over here we say you're not allowed to go from a gag to a karfif, because even though both are din karfif, if the gag gets diminished without you realizing, because it's not muka mechitzis, you won't realize that it got diminished, you'll end up going from a shusay yochid to a karfif. Masha enken mi karfif le karfif, if it gets diminished since it's run by mechitzis, you'll realize, and there's no chash, that you're going from a shusay yochid to a karfif. We'll stop over here towards the bottom of the Omid, Omar Rav Yudah.